What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm here with a strange-looking nigga.
Hey, thanks for listening again to Mother Sucker Podcast, whoever you are. I guess we have a lot of people listening, Mike. I always mention it every show.
I don't think nobody listens to our podcast, Chinese Best Friend.
Oh, come on, Mike. Don't underestimate your power. You're the African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. There's only one right now.
There is?
Yeah.
I have a guest that's also a comedian and is African. We'll bring him on later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's amazing. Man. I've opened the door for a lot of other Africans to come out the jungle, man.
Absolutely.
I got a lot of niggas coming out the village.
We have a packed show today. I feel like I'm performing in the Staples Center or something.
The Staples Center, Chinese Best Friend?
It feels like it. I've never seen so many people here today.
Yeah, well, these are just my homeless friends. How you doing? What you wearing? That's my favorite color, Chinese Best Friend.
This is my favorite color.
Green is your favorite color?
Yeah, I told you that in episode 4 in the Mother Sucker Podcast. Yeah.
Green, why is green your favorite color? Like, why? Is it just...
Because I thought I was colorblind at the age of 2, so I didn't know what blue and...
That's right, because when you colorblind, everybody see green, right?
Yeah. So I thought I was colorblind. So that's why I told the cop when I ran a red light, I'm colorblind, I'm sorry.
And what did he say?
Gave me a $400 fucking ticket. Yeah. Didn't believe me.
Did you have on green?
No, I ran on the red light.
With a blue outfit? What the fuck? You can't be running through a blood, motherfucker.
No, on a red light, I ran a red light, and so I'm sorry,
fucking matter what color you had on. You was going to jail.
No, I just got a ticket. Red light ticket. That's it.
That's not bad. Did you pay it or you still paying?
Yeah, no, I paid it already. That was a long time ago. What are you wearing, Michael Blossom?
Well, you know what? I don't know what the fuck.
Devils all over your shirt.
What do you mean? That's
your
mom would
be mad at you.
That's love.
That's devil with love?
No, it's like a fire
of love.
Oh,
you got angel over there on
the
right
side.
See?
The devil trying to kill the angel. I'm not a fan of the devil. So I did not have the devil in mind when I was buying this jacket, okay? Devil was not my priority.
It was not given to you?
I'm sure it was free somehow. Somebody gave it to me for free.
Yeah. Well, it looks good, Michael Blackson. Much
thanks.
Your pants.
And it's, you know, California is like, we're in Southern California where the weather's like, you know, it's kind of getting chilly a little bit.
Chilly? Michael Blackson is 72 degrees outside.
It's not fucking 72 degrees outside. That's chilly for me.
It was
nigga.
3 hours
where
ago.
Where I'm from, 99 degrees in wintertime in Ghana.
Yeah, but you're only there 2 times a year.
I've been there 4 times this year. Don't underestimate my trips to Africa. I've been there 4 times
I've
this
never,
year.
You've disappeared so long.
Chinese
so
Breath,
many
you have not left the state of California in 4 years, nigga.
I'm only allowed to leave the state of Beverly Hills area to come to Los Angeles.
Why your lady won't let you out? She don't trust you?
Well, because, you know... Well, now you're kind of calmed down now, but your lifestyle before was all about TD Tuesdays and twerking Thursdays. And she said, if you're going to leave, I'm going to leave to Hungary.
That's where she's from?
Yeah, that's what she said. I said, hey, I might do some comedy stand-up stuff. That was like 3 years ago. And she goes, well, if you do that, me and the baby leaving to Hungary. So...
So you like a house husband, then you like the bitch.
Yeah. You said it right, Marasaka.
Don't worry about it, man. It's okay. That's, you know,
but I might bring the whole family. That's fine. Yeah.
Bring the family. How old is your baby now? He's like, what, 20? How old is he?
Yeah, he feels like it. He's talking, reading, everything.
How old is the nigga?
He's 3.5 years old, Michael Blackson.
The nigga is 23?
Yeah,
I feel like he's been 20. But I know him for 20
years.
Yeah,
he's a COVID baby. Yeah, I feel like I know you for 30 years because
we're stuck in the house for a year and a half thanks to Corona 19.
Yeah, so he's a Corona 19 baby.
He's almost 22. You think they going to change it to Corona COVID 22?
I don't know. With all them booster shots, maybe they could revert. Dr. Fauci could reverse time.
When is he going to die? Motherfucker?
Why he didn't trust that motherfucker.
I've never seen Dr. Fauci with a fucking mask on. Why he didn't catch COVID?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? He never wears a mask.
Nah, the fuck he don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust him. The moment he says, don't take the corona shot, I will take it. Anything he says, I will reverse.
Oh, that's why you didn't take it. He said, take it.
I trust Magic Johnson more than that motherfucker.
What Magic Johnson has to do anything?
Because, Mike, See, Magic Johnson had AIDS since 1985. He's still alive.
Yeah, there's a cure for that. He bought it. They have a cure for rich people. Only the poor are dying, man. You know, the poor die from everything. The rich people find a way. Like, you know, but all you have Ebola, me, like, don't worry about it. I'll make a phone call. Man, no, they all got right. The same doctor. Everybody got the same doctor. The
same doctor. Huh?
The same billionaire doctor that we just take, everybody take one pill and it's cure you.
It's cured.
He's like, hey, Magic, no, just Magic, don't worry, I got you. Just come and take your pill. One pill, gone.
One pill, yeah. Gone.
He's fucking looks, he's good and healthy. Yeah, AIDS since 88, motherfucker.
Since the finals of the Los Angeles Lakers against the Phoenix Suns, 1986 or something like that.
Yeah, Chinese best friend. That's how you are. Excuse my language for the people that are watching. They probably can't even say the word with.
Mike, so if they're gonna people are watching it. Us, they deserve to be called.
First of all, there is no way the Lakers going to play the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, Chinese best friend. You know why?
They did play before.
In the Western, in the NBA Finals, Chinese best friend?
Oh.
How the fuck would the Lakers play the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, Chinese best
I
friend?
I think I might have made a mistake, Michael Block, saying it could have been the Chicago Bulls against the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, because the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers are both in the Western Division. There was no way.
In the finals.
There would no way.
Oh, no
be,
way?
There
oh.
would absolutely no way, Chinese yeah, best friend. Right. The only way that would happen to happen, the Phoenix Suns have to pack their bags and move to fucking Cleveland.
You're really good at sports, Michael Blockson. Congratulations on that big win you had last week.
Yes, I finally won on a bet.
$13,000.
I won one. I bet 9, 10. I picked 9 parlay and got them all right.
Wow!
I won $12,300 on an NFL parlay.
Woo!
That day I made $15,000 that day because I had other little parlays. And I finally won, man. Yeah. But the thing about it, when you're a gambler, you always lose because to win that $15,000, I probably spent $30,000 prior to that. So I'm a loser at the end of the
day. That's a great win, though.
It felt really good to take that fucking Booker's money.
Yeah, you're at the strip club.
I met him at the strip club to get my money.
Yeah.
But I said, he tried to give me the money in the strip club. I'm like, no, motherfucker, there might be a setup.
Yeah.
Get your ass in my car. And give me this money. Now get the fuck out. We don't have to count it. I trust you.
He hired a stripper to try to give a love dance. Maybe you give it back.
Yeah, nope. No, I don't trust.
Yeah,
nope.
We left
I don't
that
trust
place
nothing.
Right away.
We left. I said, Chinese best friend,
let's get the fuck
come
out
with
of
me. I got to pick up this $15,000.
Yeah.
And we picked it up.
And no lap dance involved.
No, I didn't even want to count it. I said, thank
you
for the money.
I've never seen you. It was a straight up business there. You're like, fucking, let's get
out
of here.
I'm like, why are we at the strip club? Nigga, come to my home. You know where I live. I have top security. Yeah. Well, I got me just triple. I'm like, you know what? It's $15,000. I'm going to get my fucking money.
Well, congratulations, Michael Blockson. When are you going to give me those bets?
I mean, Chinese best friend, I could have made $15,000 more if I didn't tell you about the bet. So you are my jinx.
Oh, come on, Mike.
You are my bad luck charm, you fucking Buddha looking motherfucker.
I opened up a Spectrum Wi-Fi, cable just for that day.
And you ruined my fucking $15,000 extra.
You gave me a headache that day. I was like rooting for you, Michael Blockson.
I didn't need a root for me. Every time you rooted for me, I lost.
What made you want to call me that day? It's
I don't know
fault.
What the I was excited by my $12,000.
I heard you screaming. You're like, you're not gonna
how many times
fuck
have
you,
we?
Man.
How many
fuck
times? Her. How many times we try to play the parlay? We never win.
Yeah.
So now I'm finally gonna win. I'm like, years. Let me share with my fucking best friend, and this nigga's a fucking Buddha jinx.
I was so excited for you, Michael Blockson. I turned off all the cartoons at the house that day.
Time for nigga news, Chinese best
oh,
friend.
Yes, I'm sorry.
What happened? Something happened to our boy Floyd. What did he do?
Oh, yeah, Floyd Mayweather, the Clippers game this weekend. I guess there was a teenage boy wanting to take a big fan of Floyd Mayweather. And he said, is that painted nails? And then
the kid nail was painted?
Yeah, the kid nail was painted black. And Floyd said he don't want to take a picture with him.
Yeah,
that's
kind of weird.
Sad.
I know it's sad.
Who looks at a nails when you take pictures?
I know, but you know what I mean? Just, you know.
That's your friend.
Who?
Floyd.
I mean, I'm not mad that he didn't want to take a picture with it. What if the kid was a devil?
Oh, you're right.
Yes, I don't want to take a picture with Satan.
Not everybody got painted.
A kid with a black painted nails is something about that kid. He needs Jesus.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to. Let me tell you. Pictures are privilege. We don't have to take pictures if we don't want to. You can't force us.
Not because of the nails, man.
I'm saying if like it's like a you know.
I've never seen you deny a photo.
If a girl want to take a picture, hey, come and take a picture of me. She's butt naked, her titties is out. Next thing I take this picture. Next thing, 20 years later, my God, I'm in titty jail. On Titty Tuesday.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, you don't want nothing come back. You know, next thing you know, anything's possible in the era we're in. Everybody's allowed to do whatever they want to do. If I don't want to do something, you can't make me do nothing. Shout out to Floyd. You don't want to take a picture of the motherfucker.
Machine Gun Kelly has a painted nails.
Well, I'm not. Well, I hope Floyd ain't going to take a picture of Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, they did.
Where?
It says on TMZ.
This, or they did say that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he knows Machine Gun Kelly, and he probably know he would probably fall asleep and some drunk bitch pin his nails by accident. The other kid could have been the devil.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
All right, talk about painting nails. All right, so my nigga Dave Chappelle, of course, more problem.
Yeah.
The transgender community is trying to transgress against Dave Chappelle and Netflix because of his special. They want the special to be transferred off the network. And they feel like it's transphobic. But then, but Netflix said, we believe in Dave.
Whoa.
Also, he's willing, he said, Dave says he's willing to talk to them because he feels they translated his message wrong. So a lot of trans happened in this conversation.
There's a lot of translations in there.
Yeah, a lot of transgenders and the transgress and the
talking about
transferred and then transphobic and of course transform and then everybody got mistranslated everything.
Now it reminds me I need a new transmission in my car. Yeah,
and I need to transfer some money from my check and my savings in my check so I don't bounce a check. And I also need to transform our guests onto the show, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, my first guest, a good friend of mine. I know this kid for about 7 years at least.
7 years?
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah, this kid has fucking took social media by storm. He's doing his thing. Another fellow African. And I was,
he's
you know,
a comedian.
Very funny kid. He does out of shows across the country, colleges, everywhere, weddings, funerals. I'm not sure he does funerals or what.
I'm sure he
does. But the thing with social media, you have to find your niche, and he found his niche, and he's killing social media. Ladies and gentlemen, my Nigerian buddy, Dulo's in the building, motherfucker.
Get Dulo my nigga.
Dulo!
Michael Blackson, I really thought this was the baby. I don't know. No, I know. They kind of have
a... Nah, that is the grown-up, motherfucker.
Oh, the toddler.
Mm-hmm. What's good, dog? Everything good?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Great, man. Listen, I've been following you. We've known each other for years. We go back,
mm-hmm.
you know, originally you're Yoruba or Igbo. What are you?
I'm Yoruba.
Yoruba man. Nigerian.
Yoruba.
Yes, well, yes. Yoruba, I spent like three years in Nigeria when I was a kid.
Okay.
Between like age... Was it like third, fourth, and fifth grade? I was in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Igbo side, I was in the East side, I was in Anambra State back then. Back then, when I was in Nigeria, Enugu was the capital of Anambra State. That's way before your time.
Enugu
was the capital of Anambra back then.
So you tell me that shit done changed?
Yes, now Enugu is a state by itself.
Okay. What happened? Like when you got there, they had to, after you left, they said we have to change this.
What
was it like? Mike has left. We have to
change. But you know the reason why I had to leave Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Why did Ghanaians have to leave Nigeria back in the day?
Why?
I'm asking him. What's the phrase?
Ghana must go. What exactly. Is it the bag?
What it was something going on. I think the Ghanaians or something was taking all the jobs or what. I'm not sure what it was, but whatever it is, Nigerians like, you know what, we tired. Get the Ghanaians out of here.
Was that 90s?
No, this is 80s.
Oh, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little kid, so I didn't understand. I just knew my mother left me with this Igbo family. That was like, my mother's an evangelist, so she just traveled the world, just leave her kids with a bunch of random motherfuckers.
Oh. Right?
So she left me with this Igbo family, great family. Shout out to the Chukukas. That's their last name.
Chukukas?
Chukuka.
If you're listening, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, shout out to them. And, you know, they raised me. In fact, that's I got most of my discipline. In those 3 years, I think I'll never forget those 3 years because mm-hmm. it's when I got the most discipline in my life. And all of that contributed to who I am today. So wow. Shout out to Nigerian. Nigerian mm-hmm. parents are very disciplinary. I mean, they don't take no shit.
They're
right?
Whooping that ass. Yeah. So, I mean, what kind of things were they whooping you? I know I've gotten whipped with.
Oh, nothing. My God, man.
What kind of things did they, you know, whip you belts, with? I know I was whipped.
You know, then it made me, like, wash the mind cut. Remember my mind?
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
So I used to, like, they made me wash the cup, man. They made me do a lot of fucking shit.
That's it?
Yeah, probably because I was like a
stepchild. They hit you with a peacock something in your forehead?
I think I was like a stepchild. That's probably why.
Absolutely.
The non-adopted African nigga.
And they was paying you to eat for free.
Yeah, I did eat for free.
Exactly.
But then, like I said, they disciplined me. They helped me. Nigeria helped me because I went to school. Nigerian schools ain't no joke. I mean, they whoop your ass in school. I'm a third, really? Fourth grade. You have a spelling test and you get it wrong, they beat you right in front of the kiss.
Wow.
Can you imagine trying to get a date when the bitch watch you get your ass whooped by the teacher?
Wow.
Even if you forget your pencil, don't forget a pen. Forget your damn, I forgot my book. You can come to the front and they're going to whoop you in front of
everybody. Has that changed or are they still whooping ass in Africa?
I don't know. I hope it's changed. You know what I mean?
Did you get the same treatment, sir?
I got the same treatment. I came back here when I was 9 years old, so I remember vividly going to school. Oh, I forgot my pencil. Oh, my pencil's not sharpened. Oh, even just to get you have to pay in the whooping just to get your pencil sharpened.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be 3 lashes just to get your pencil sharpened. That's going to be 3 just to get you. So, yes, I remember vividly. I got the same treatment for damn sure.
It's official, Madasokas. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Madasokas. So now you started off just doing Instagram videos,
mm-hmm.
and now you're a full comedian.
I mean, compared to you, I'm like maybe three quarter. You know what I'm saying? Compared to you, like a 3/4, 1/4.
No, but what you guys did, like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of remind me of what DC Young Fly and mm-hmm. and what's the other guy? African Ape.
Absolutely.
All those guys started out just, you know, as social media influencers, and then they built an audience, and then you guys actually went to the comedy club and like work out material and learn some material.
Absolutely. Funny enough for me, like even before, like, you know, when Instagram came out with video in 2015, if anyone remembers that. I think it was 2015.
Instagram came out like
2011. No, with video.
Right.
When did they come out with video? Like 20, like...
13-ish.
Uh-huh. Okay. Like shortly after that, right? Like, I mean, maybe like 3 months after that, a few of my buddies, Dan, Emoji, and Foxy P, they came out with like a, you know, African Princes of Comedy. Mm-hmm. This was like 3 months after video. I had just put one simple video, a couple videos, mm-hmm. and they put me right on stage to host that. This was 3 months.
With no experience.
With no experience at all, you know? But I've been watching the likes of Michael Blackson, Basket Mouth, my African, you know, like the gods to African Kings of Comedy, Michael Blackson, Nigerian King of Comedy, to me, Basket Mouth. And I was watching those gentlemen, you know? Mm-hmm. And then just like that, you know, I transitioned right to the stage. And I always, always show respect to this guy because they're the ones, like he said earlier, they paved the way for us, myself, Chief OB, African Ace now, you know what I mean? So we really appreciate it. Clap your hands for these guys because they paid
Michael Blackson.
Mm-hmm. You know, because when I started back when I started, it was no social media. We just had like newspapers and fucking typewriters, motherfucker. And back then I started out like early 90s, 94-ish, whatever.
And, damn.
Yeah, nigga. 94.
94.
I started out in 94. Back then in 94, the only way you'll get famous, you got to find a way to get on TV. The only TV we had back then was BET Comic View. BET Comic View just started.
Wow.
So we had, because BET Comic View knew they were the only way of getting any comedian famous, or they took advantage of us.
Like what?
To get on BET Comic View, you had to, first you had to be selected to get on. So once you get selected, then you have to find your way to LA. Mind you, I live in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You have to find your way to LA, get your own hotel.
Get your own hotel.
Get on flight, your own hotel, and then 3 weeks after you shoot the show, you'll get a check for $150.
Wow.
So I came to do Comedy View for -$580. I lost money trying to make money.
Wow.
You know, but then what happened was you get on TV, and then once you're on TV, then people get to see you. They're like, okay, now they're going to book you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, I went from making like $50 or $100 to like $500, you know?
Wow.
And then when I did Next Friday, then I went from like $500 to $2,500. And then you keep going. So television was kind of like what we had back then, but we didn't have social media to try our jokes out.
Yeah.
These guys could just do a video. If the video is funny, I'm going to put that shit into a material. You know, but we didn't have that. We had to go to open mic night. You have to go get in line. And ooh. Open mic was a night where amateurs perform or professionals would go on stage just to like perfect their new act they're trying to do. So like in Philadelphia, where I started, one club is like first come, first serve. So if you want to get a good number, do they allow the first 20 people? So you get to pick your own number when you want to go on. So if you want to pick your own number, show start at 7:00. You want to be there like 4 p.m. Get in line.
4 p.m.
That way you pick a good number. Like a good number be like any number between like 5 to like 13 is good. Because you go on number 1, not enough crowded. If you go number 20, everybody already left.
Oh.
So that was one club. But the other club, you go line up And then after you write your name down, they would give you a number according to how well they know you. So I remember my first night at this particular club, they didn't know me. I went on last. By the time I got on stage, it was like six comedians left. So I'm performing
and audience?
No audience. They already got tired. I'm performing for six comedians. And they told me that, hey, I think you got what it takes to make it. Because I was hoping the fucking audience was there. But instead, it's like other comedians, like, you know, Mike, I think you got it. And that's how I just kept going and kept going.
Yeah, I think that's dope, man. You know, a lot of comedians, they don't bring the same energy when they see, like, you know, there's less people there or so on and so forth, the crowd that you're expecting. So I think that's extremely dope.
Definitely,
that
man.
If you're a comic, 110% right there, and then, you
always,
know, that gave you,
you
that
never
encouragement.
Know. That first impression, it don't matter where you are, give them the best fucking show you could. You never know who that one person is, or that's two, three people are.
You're
wherever
right.
you're performing, don't ever give them all you have, regardless. Believe it or not, I mean, I performed for like 10,000 people recently. I'm on that Martin Lawrence tour. So we've seen like 10,000 to 15,000 people. But my favorite audience is 300 people. That intimacy, crowd, right there in your face, where you get to like feel loose. Because when it's 15,000, it's, don't get it wrong, it's more pressure. Like, okay, now I got, you know, compared to like 300 people, you feel more comfortable. You know, but was it 5 people or 10 people, give those 10 people your best show ever. Because you never know who those 10 people are.
Absolutely. Oh, did you perform recently too?
Excuse my language. My last, I don't really curse much.
It's okay. You could say shit on the show.
I know this is motherfucker.
It's called
motherfucker
podcast.
I'm fully in. My last performance was in Nebraska. I performed in Nebraska on what's today? Tuesday.
Today is Titty Tuesday.
On Saturday.
Or last weekend.
On Saturday. No, this on Saturday.
Coming up.
No, he said my last performance.
Oh, last weekend.
Yes, this
was
weekend.
Was it at Omaha Improv? Was it?
It wasn't even Omaha. It was actually for an award ceremony in Omaha, Nebraska.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's boy was there. Boris Kojo, Simi.
Okay, I saw the flyer for that.
Exactly. So, yeah.
So you did a performance or you hosted it?
I did a little bit of both, man. It was one of those. It was an African, you know, I'm going to help them getting that tight together. But it was an African event,
award.
You know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, and they're in the beginning stages of getting it together. But it was a success, to say the least.
But the thing about performing, it's being a comedian, performing a shit like this,
mm-hmm.
you always give this audience some laugh. You make them laugh, mm-hmm. regardless. How disorganized shit is,
mm-hmm.
you're going to always remember the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done a few award shows where it's not organized. I'm not going to say their names. But they weren't organized.
You're talking about the
host. Don't you dare say that motherfucking
name. Mike,
they're not gonna
they hire me every year to host the show. Don't say shit.
You did
shit.
A great job then, Michael Bloxham. I videotaped you. Fucking blew that crowd up.
I hosted the first one.
You did the first
yes,
one.
Yes, I hosted the first, exactly. Absolutely. So okay. You're welcome that I opened the stage for you.
I appreciate
that,
man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you dealt with
me. Were you there yesterday?
I wasn't there.
The other
day? I think it was the same day as the one that
Sunday,
I had.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That Sunday. Was on Sunday? No, I was too tired, so I got back.
If you went, you could have gotten an award. They were giving,
them things away.
So what he does on social media now, he'll find... Where you find these fucking videos at that you fucking put like a voiceover over them?
Hey, to be honest, like, I don't find them...
People send them to you.
Yeah, they find me now. You know what I mean? That's what I said. People ask me how to find them, so they find me. And for me, like, when people find them, like, I used to love freaking America's Funniest Home Videos.
Okay.
All right? And I also used to love, even before social media in general, no social media. If you guys remember Mad Libs, they used to be on YouTube. These people, they would do, like, voiceovers, real funny fucking voiceovers to mainly sports shit.
Okay.
Football coaches, you know, flipping out on players or whatever have you. Exactly. So, you know, when I got to, you know, I was doing skits as well, and I was still blending skits as well. But like when people send me these videos to do that, I just get into the, you know, the mind frame. You know, it's a really, one day you guys will see the process.
That's
but
a fucking, that's talent. It's a very mind of those animals, whatever it is.
It's a very, you know, it's a very kind of, you know, if I was to watch myself, I know I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
You know what? You'll be really good, like voiceover for animation.
Listen, you know, you're the one with the connections. Link me, man. Who's cooking? Who's frying chicken?
But that, nah, definitely. I'll keep my ears open because when I listen to that shit, I'm like, God damn, I see so much animation movie like fucking Lion King. I'm like, God, imagine had his voice in there coming up with your own lines because these are all your comedic lines.
Mm-hmm. In fact, like you mentioned that, I just recently did an independent, I guess you would say, you know, voiceover character. I did like 4 voiceovers for an independent cartoon that's coming out.
Okay.
Right? You guys will see the pilot for it soon. And it's not for children. This is like Adult Swim type of, you know, African blended type of situation. So you guys keep a lookout for that for sure.
Oh, that's what's up. Congratulations on that.
Ooh.
Chinese Best, what you got going on in your life?
I want to be a voice of some cartoon, Matu Mike. Are they hiring any Chinese in the African shows?
That's easy. That's easy. That's easy, man. I went to this restaurant. It was actually Chinese people cooking Ghanaian food.
Not the fuck way.
I'm not even joking. This is where was this? I was just in Nebraska.
It happened in Nebraska.
Oh. Yeah, there was a Chinese person
that's
in there cooking.
That's fucked up, man. Y'all niggas trying to take over every
that's
fucking thing.
That's my Chinese restaurant.
I mean, you know they own the roads in Ghana. I heard that, you know, they own the roads in Ghana. So is that not true?
Chinese fucking down. You cooking African food? What the fuck? What's next? They're going to start fucking our women too, Chinese best friend?
I think they're already doing
They're already doing that in Ghana, man. I've seen that the
they
documentary.
They have their own
that
road.
That's why I'm fucking.
Don't worry, Mike.
That's
why
I'm fucking an Asian
Blackson
too, motherfucker.
Street.
I'm fucking y'all back, motherfucker. I got a whole Asian woman. I'm gonna give us a bunch of little Tiger Woods, motherfucker.
Mike, we're gonna make sure there's a Madasaka Highway in Ghana. Okay.
I appreciate that, yeah, man.
Hey, did. Ghana. No, I said Ghana. Ghana. I just call you Ghana.
It's okay. I take
hey,
Ghana.
Hey, Mike. Tell
I
me
call
about
you Nigeria. Motherfucker.
That's totally fine. Please tell me about that. The school that you're building in. Please and thank you. Yeah. I seen the pictures of that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm
did they have
school.
You digging? Are you the one digging? Were you digging with your hands?
I ain't digging shit out there, man.
Damn, you're supposed to wash your hands after you help dig, man. But go ahead.
I did not dig shit. Nah, I ain't building a school in my village. You know, my mother, you know, this little village my mother was born in. What really inspired me to build the school was when I came to the States late 80s, sometime 86, 87. I didn't go back to Ghana. I didn't go back to Africa, period, till like 2000. Like 15 years later, I went back. And when I went back, I went to the village where I was born. And I'm like, things were still the same. I'm like, why are things still the same? You know, yeah. Why are kids, and the kids are like a bunch of kids doing, this is school days, school hours. There are kids in the marketplace helping their mother sell shit. And I'm like, why are these 7, 8-year-old kids working? Like, who hired these niggas? So I'm like, okay, you know what? Then I get to find out. I'm like, why they not in school? They're not in school because the public school, which is known as government school, yeah, which is free at that moment. I'm not sure. Things have changed now. Ain't shit free no more. But back then, those schools were free. And those fill up really fast. The free shit always fill up. It's like you go, you know, in America, you go to the welfare line, all the welfare office always packed, right? Because niggas like free shit. So the free shit always fills up. And the kids that are left, they can't afford private school. So then, what I did, I went to one of the local elementary school to find out what school was going for, how much it cost to go to school. So I found it cost like $80 for the whole year. I'm like, $80? And wow, this was in 2000. I'm like, we spend this shit at the bar. Yeah. So I'm out next day. I went back to the marketplace, saw them same fucking kids. I talked to their parents. I was like, I'm going to pay to put your four kids in school for the year. You know what I mean? And then from there, I would try to help every year. I would try to help get these, keep, I mean, what? 8 years of schooling will cost me a couple of grand. So I went and did that. And after that, I said to myself, I got to do something about this. And I always had in my mind, I got to build a school. But it's not an easy thing to do. You know, it's come with a lot of responsibility. But then I finally, like right before COVID, I decided, you know what? Fuck trying to put every kid in school. How about I just build a home school and make it free and give a scholarship to the kids?
You're a good man, Michael Blackson. Yeah. Round of applause.
Absolutely. And I think that's dope, man. And Mike, like for people like I wouldn't say like myself, I'm tapped in, but for people who like, they want to kind of, you know what I'm saying, especially Americans or African Americans. You know, all of us, essentially, if you have that melanin, you're African. I don't give a damn what you say, right? So, like, especially if you're that person who's like, where am I from, okay? Mm-hmm. Where am I from, right? And you question yourself. One thing, you're either from Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, or one of those West African countries that the the slave trade took place, right? So just know that.
West Africa.
West Africa,
much,
right?
The coast.
So for those people, right, who are listening, and they're like, all right, how do I do something? Like, I just want to tap in. Because these people, at one point, they might want to go to Africa, right? But I don't want to just go to Africa.
And not know where to go.
Exactly. But like, if they want to tap in, like maybe just, you know, they want to send something to help out. Or, you know, like, I'm not sure if you have any organization like that. Well, that has that. Like, how do these people help out?
I'm going to do that very soon. Right now, my main goal, you know, was to take my own money. And I was like, hey, Mike, do fundraiser, raise money. I was like, I work hard. Let me give something back. I said, I'm going to build this first school with my own money. After it's built, then to keep the school running, then I'm going to do like fundraiser, you know, to get people to raise money every year to make sure these kids go to school for free, you know. And then also I got to pay teachers and I got to pay, get a bus. I'm going to do something different in that village. They don't have a bus transportation. I'm going to try to get a school bus. So I'm going to do all of that once the school is built. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my money to build it and then I'm going to ask for help to keep it going for life. And then I'm not stopping there. I want one in Ghana, which this is my first one's in Ghana, the next one being Liberia, my third one being Nigeria. Mm-hmm. These three countries mean the most to me. That's where I spend most of my African life, in those three countries.
What's the name of the school?
Yeah, that's a, right that's now the we, question we have.
Between Blacks and Academy, we think of, I haven't finalized it yet.
Well, it's not going to be Madasaka school for kids.
No, it's not.
You can't call it, you know, school. Education in the shade, you know what I'm saying? Like nothing.
Madasaka school for kids, you know, Michael Blocks on this
point. You know,
point.
Reading in the dark, you know
Bitch
what I'm saying?
Nigga like, elementary, how about that?
Are you going to be the principal, Michael Blackson?
I'm not
going to
be the fucking principal. No, I have nothing with the education.
What?
And you're not the gym teacher either, motherfucker. Okay, you out of shape.
How about math teacher?
Who?
Math.
They are, hey, listen, no, I'm not trying to be right, but they are good at math.
They are good at math. Not this motherfucker. He needs Adderall to survive.
I just have my prescription today, Michael.
But yeah, so don't get it wrong. Their time will come. Mm-hmm. We're going to feel like I got to, because eventually we got to go. We can't forget home.
Right.
Eventually we got to go home and do something. We got to give back. You know what I mean? And that's always been on my mind. I got to give back. So I went home. I bought a house there. I just shipped the car. It just got there the 25th. It just got there a few days ago.
Yeah.
Car's there. So, you know, I would go vacation. When I went on vacation, I'll go to like Puerto Rico, go somewhere. You know where I go vacation? I go to Ghana now. I get on a plane and go home for like a week or two, stay in my own house and give back. Finally, I got to give back to where I came from.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a blessing.
What's up, Madasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
You didn't come alone. I have another artist here.
Absolutely.
Let him come and join us.
How do you want me to
stay right there. He's going to get over there.
Okay, bet.
Coming to the stage, my guy from Oakland, Oaktown. That's right, West Coast, West Side.
Mm-hmm. West Side.
Bay Area.
Ladies and gentlemen, inspiring artists, he's been doing his thing. Tree Thomas is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. God damn.
Tree Thomas is in the building.
Tree, I'm not sure if the tree stands for how tall he is or what he smokes, motherfucker.
maybe a hybrid of both, right? That's what they call
hybrid
it.
Hybrid of both, for mm-hmm. sure. All that shit.
So what's going on, man? How's trying to do this music in... Now, you're from Oakland. We like, you know, I think of Oakland, I think about like E-40, you think about Too Short.
Too Short.
And who else? MC Hammer.
MC, wow. Yeah, I'm from the town. I'm from Oakland. I started off rapping, so I started off in that lane, but as I started getting more into it, I started finding my tone and my sound and singing and R&B.
Singing, you know why? That's just from pussy. That's how you get, for real. If you want to you want to get some pussy, be a singer. Mm-hmm. Singers get all the coochie.
Yeah, especially love songs.
Mm-hmm. I heard rappers get all the respect on the streets and singers get all the pussy in the sheets.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
And that was part of the reason I just switched. For sure. That was part of the reason for
Keep
sure.
It real.
But yeah, I'm in it now. It's been cool. It's been great, especially moving out to LA. I've especially seen the increase in everything I've been doing since I've been out here. So I'm fucking with it for sure.
It's so crazy. I was reading something today that Meek had posted up. You saw that thing Meek posted about something like he not sure where his record money been going. Like really? Something he posted about the record business. How, you know. He poured his record out, but he ain't seen no record money.
Hmm.
Oh.
You know, so I mean, that's been going on for ages. I mean, everybody got burned, from Michael Jackson to Tito Jackson to everybody has been burned when
Janet
it comes to-
Janet Jackson.
They look like artists make most of that money from live performance. I mean, I'm not sure, like, I don't know how much y'all really make from, but it's different now, because now it's like downloads and you could like, kind of like do your own thing now.
Yeah, for sure.
You go independent and, you know, put your own shit out. But back then, you needed a record company back then to, like, you know, get you to that next level. And they took advantage, you know, so.
Yeah, not anymore.
I mean, how you getting your music out there?
I'm getting it out fully independently now. So I don't even know how the record label shit go.
Okay,
not seeing
good.
Your money. So I see everything from my music. But really it's about where your grind at right now, like what you doing, what your brand pushing and how much you selling on your brand. Like I'm thinking of different avenues for my brand right now as far as like the music, and I got a dog that gets me like a million views on TikTok and YouTube and shit. Selling plants and just thing that go along with my brand, because I also farm as well. I've been farming for like 2 years with some of my friends, so I'm like real into nature and like gardening and shit. So
yeah,
I'm,
nigga, like, y'all growing tomatoes, motherfucker?
They got a green thumb.
We ain't growing
thumb
no
here.
Damn like, tomato. No, we growing weed. It's cannabis farm. growing no tomatoes.
I'm just trying to make him snitch on himself, motherfucker.
But with that, with the cannabis farms, I've learned how to cultivate tomatoes and vegetables and fruit and all that shit and survive off grid and a lot of things I didn't know before being out there. So I'm just trying to incorporate all that shit into my brand, because that's what the music business and just having a brand is about now, what your grind is. And because you're not going to, like me, you ain't going to see a lot if you get to that level from your shit. It's about what else you selling, the shows, the merch, and all other shit. So that's what me and my team is working on right now, tightening shit up.
And that's the great thing about social media now, where social media is pretty much your own platform. This is your own TV show, your own network. You know, you build your own audience, and when you make something, you got someone to sell it to.
Yeah, you can blow up overnight.
You don't need nobody anymore. Just build an audience, and if your shit is good, it will support you.
Okay, I want to say this, though. This is like my first time doing an interview podcast, and I'm just honored that it's with Michael Blackson.
I appreciate that, man. Welcome, man.
Like, for real, because I look everything I see you in. I'm entertained. Like you can see your talent. And I was telling Tyo, my man, I was like, he was FaceTiming you the other day, and I heard you like talk. I was like, this nigga really just can talk regular sometimes.
Yes, I can talk regular
like,
sometimes.
Because next Friday is all I know. That's like. Embedded in my mind.
His fucking imagination of me, motherfucker.
Mike, can you say the next Friday again for the fans? When you walk into the door of the DCD place?
That's my shit right there.
What is this? This is whack. I can't get jiggy with this shit. Where's your manager, that pink motherfucker? You look like that player hater with so many shit. I have no damn receipt. Kiss my ass, so what? Oh shit, please don't hit me. I'm just a bitch ass nigga.
And I don't got no damn receipt.
And I have no damn receipt. Kiss my ass or what? You know you are fucking with. Try again, motherfucker. That's my tutu. Try again, motherfucker. It's an ugly nigga. Try again. I go post on this, motherfucker.
I'm honored to be a part of this. This is my first time doing anything like interview wise, podcast. I'm just this crazy that it's with you. I appreciate it. I'm honored for sure.
Don't worry. It's all good.
Definitely.
Man. You turn these lights off, I ain't gonna be here.
Most definitely.
Yeah, Mother Sucker Podcast, Michael Blackson giving a lot of opportunity to a lot of nice people in the world.
Absolutely, man. I've known him for 7 years.
At least.
Yeah. It's been 7 months I've been on the waiting list, so I really appreciate it.
Man. Nah, that's welcome, man. Dick, I don't know where you live. You know, Nigerians be everywhere, man.
This motherfucker.
Nigerians are everywhere Nigeria.
Hey, listen, don't make me get on your amnesia, all right? Listen. Michael Blackson is losing his memory, y'all. Like, Michael Blackson would ask me this question every single time. Hey, Dulo, you in L.A.? Dulo, where you at? You in L.A.? I'm like, yeah, I'm in L.A. Where you at? Yeah, I'm in L.A. He's like, oh, what about, oh, shit, come to. He forgets every freaking time, man. All right? You been smoking weed?
No.
He needs to.
Please.
Maybe bring back his memory.
They probably would.
Well, I got some ladies in the house. Some of the sausage on the stage. Yeah. Let's get some angels here. Paula, where you at? Mimi, y'all come and join us. Ladies, anything y'all want to ask these guys? Well, of course, y'all want me to sing a song, whatever.
Yeah, you wanna
anything
you
want to ask me?
Yeah, I want you to sing a song to me, please.
Uh-oh.
Like the Luther Vandross song.
I'm not sure which microphone I want yet, but
there you go.
See, I ain't going to do no singing. You put me on the spot. I ain't going to do no singing. Y'all can go listen to the music, though. You can search it on all platforms. Tree Thomas.
Say something like, you know,
you can do it.
Are you gonna act like that by Tyrese or something? Yeah.
What?
Say something sexy.
Something sexy?
For her.
For me. For me? Is the for me for
What's
me.
Your sign?
Leo.
Perfect. I just dropped Leo the song probably like 3 weeks ago.
So can we hear it? You have it on the phone?
Can we hear it? All right, let's see if we can find it.
Finally up.
And then you're going to tell me how you feel about it, like, as we plan?
Let me take off my
jacket. Okay, but.
Yeah, you could take off your jacket and show your heart nipples.
Oh, yeah, nipples. Have to play.
You're making them hot over there, man. Somebody please bring some sort of something cool.
I mean.
Let's cool them down over here, Tree.
Guys.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Is it
where is it supposed
right
to be
now?
Playing at? We just
put it to the thing.
From the phone?
Yeah,
gonna be good,
little ghetto, man. Remember, this is not the. Right? Is it okay?
Yeah, this so is not the Joe Rogan podcast. Yes.
Wow. I feel so special.
Put the mic on.
You can hear it? Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You can put it.
I don't know. I'm an R&B lover. I love it. It's like
don't mean to kill the vibe. No, you hear this all the time. I know need you. Don't want to waste your time, but I need you to be mine. I know need you. Girl, you know you're too bad. Your nigga wanna try again, too bad. He just gonna make you cry again like last time you called me, put up, I was on E. Know these niggas like make a ball in your face. Come and be your usher, bring that pussy my way.
Tree, what's the name of that song again, though?
It's called I Know Leo.
And
it's part of a project I'm putting out. I'm putting out a project about zodiac signs. I did a song for every zodiac sign. It's an intro or outro or interlude, so it's like 15 songs. And I put out Aquarius, Libra, and Leo already. It's Scorpio season now, so I'm thinking of putting out Scorpio this weekend, or I might put it out later this week. But yeah, I'm putting together a project called Signs.
Damn.
That's a great idea, actually.
Mm-hmm. He gardens.
That's like 12 songs in a year, right?
Yeah.
Is it 12 zodiac signs?
It's 12 of them, yeah. And it wasn't like, you've been with every sign. No.
That's right. He fucked them all. I knew it.
It's experience. So some of them I've been with, some of them is friends, some of them just my relationships with them.
But you had to become an expert.
So you had all 12.
Actually, this like the first time usually when I put out music, I pick the best music I made and I put it on a project or put it out. But I actually did like research and like went back and like thought of experiences and memories and shit. So it took me like a year almost to get to where it's at right now. And I just started putting out the song.
So what sign is your favorite ex-girlfriend? What sign was she?
Chinese best friend.
My favorite ex-girlfriend?
Like. He experienced all the
questions. Or your favorite sign, your favorite female sign.
Yeah,
what sign got the best pussy? How about that?
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh, yeah, tell. See, that's the thing about the project. The project is like, the concept is why I can't find a reason I dislike any sign. I feel like every sign is different. I feel like every sign has they pros, they cons, and they things about them. So that's the whole concept.
I feel like that's a good answer to stay on the level. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Right there, bro. So you like that? You fuck with that? Okay, but.
Which song is about good pussy?
What song is about good pussy?
Which sign?
Leo is definitely about good pussy. Gemini is definitely about good pussy. But it's definitely some songs on there that just about like emotional shit and situations. But Leo and Gemini, Scorpio, actually. It definitely has a lot of like heat to it. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
My mother's a Capricorn.
She's Capricorn got his own vibe.
Happy
I'm a Virgo.
Birthday.
Virgo. I'm your mother.
I'm a Virgo.
My mother's born on Christmas.
I'm a Virgo. Virgo gang, when your birthday? I'm the 11th.
Nice.
2 days.
So what sign is the most violent girl?
The most violent to me. So it's experiences. So for me.
Mike knows.
Pisces.
Raised his hands.
For real? Nah, I was Virgo. You got
Virgo?
The Virgos?
And that's the thing. I've never dated a Virgo. So Virgo song on there is like strictly experiences and myself and you know what I mean?
Well, you're about to.
I had a Virgo. My ex was Virgo. She was as violent as my ex-wife. She was more of a, what's that one? Early November? Scorpio. What's that? It's Scorpio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy.
That's bitch. Where we are right
I
now.
I hope she's not watching.
Oh, she's not watching, Mike. Do tell what she do to you, Michael Blackson.
Oh, Lord. She beat you up? She was a type that would like, whoop your ass and then get a restraining order on you. And I now I'm like, bitch, what part of the game is this?
That sound like a Scorpio.
You're the one that got beat up.
That sound like a Scorpio for sure.
See, I don't even know nothing about these signs. I know everyone got a little crazy.
She'll get a restraining order on you.
Everyone got a little bit of stupid.
She'll get a restraining order on you and then pull your address on the paperwork. So now you can't even go the fuck home.
Oh, wow. Oh,
no, water signs are the most crazy for sure.
Yeah. I had a Scorpio. Yeah.
I can probably.
My Virgo whooped my ass. My Virgo didn't. She didn't call the cops. She don't
Virgos
fuck with.
Are chill.
Virgo don't get the cops involved. She just, you know.
She just handcuffed you.
I call the cops though. I'm Sagittarius. You know? I call the cops. I got a lot of women locked up, motherfucker. Oh, my ex has been in jail.
Good shit.
911 is my best friend. That's my deformed the cop. Fuck you, deform you, motherfucker. Leave them police alone. 911 is stored in my phone on the best friends. 911.
Absolutely.
I'll call the cops in a minute. Yes, yeah, the bitch smacked me again, sir.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's a Virgo. Yeah, she's right here with a knife.
Instantly, send all cars.
Or bring all the officers, please.
Send all
the cops and the detectives. This bitch is going to jail tonight. Yes.
No, really, how many times you call 911?
Nigga, I got all my exes been in jail.
Hey, the same.
Why not? Just two of them. Virgo, just the violent ones.
Virgo guys
the Virgo one and it's different. And
a
Capricorn.
A guy and a girl sign is totally different.
Scorpio.
Because he's also violent.
Like Leo guys are very like, I don't know.
Leo
for
girls
me, it's not
are
for
violent.
Me.
Yeah, I call them.
Like but Virgos, don't get it wrong. Girls that I know in. They're like crazy, like and when they're in love.
Yeah, the best pussy is the
yeah,
most violent.
Yeah, crazy bitch.
No,
you got good pussy.
How long
did it take y'all to study all of this
chill.
Shit? You guys are goddamn astronomers.
Like, I have 8 years relationship. I call the cops more than Mike probably.
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo, but
you're Leo.
My ex girlfriend was a Leo. I had to hide in a Jewish church because she stopped me. It's a true story. And then the cops goes like, "What you gonna do? What you're this big? You gonna let that girl stab you?" I was like. Yeah. I was hiding in the church next door. It's a true story. Cool.
How long did you stay there?
I swear to God, I wish somebody have a copy of those. They should sell those 911 calls.
She's Jewish?
No. I hide in a Jewish school next to my place.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was hiding there.
You see
she's a safe place.
Oh, just in the back. They put her in like 72-hour hold. Like, you know, psychiatric care. And then she goes, "Oh my God, you better pick me up right now because they think I'm crazy." I'm like,
You went and picked her up?
Yeah. Hey, I picked her up. She gave me pussy again. Then I forgot about everything.
And y'all ran it
and
all
then
back.
A week later, I got stopped again.
And
the whole SWAT team came to my house. Yeah, the whole SWAT team. It's true story.
You again after sex?
No, later. That's like a week later. But the whole SWAT team went to my house.
Just we get later. Mad very like fast, but we forget, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, because pussy makes everybody forget, right?
Yeah, once you come, all the bad memories goes.
Like, then you come to your senses.
Yeah, once you come.
Yeah, come to your senses again, and then you make you come again, and you remember again, and you get stopped again, you get hit again.
Basically,
yeah.
It's addictive.
So then you have to go to court and stuff like that after?
What the hell was she stabbing you with, brother?
Oh, she stabbed me with a knife. It was like...
but I thought you were going to say something.
I didn't get stabbed.
Oh, no,
like
she stabbed me with a
it
knife.
It wasn't like...
I thought you were going to say something other than a knife. Like,
oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't like a real big stabbing. Yeah, it was just a mini stabbing.
Okay, she was just pricking you.
Yeah,
How do you get hard on after you get stabbed?
You just want to stab them back.
No. You know what the funny thing happened?
Yeah.
No. But like my ex, the Virgo, when I put her in jail, when she got out of jail, we fucked. When she got out of jail.
Because you're mad. It's like,
that's the makeup set.
Mad dick. Like, yeah. You get mad dick, you know.
I mean, I had to, I bailed a bitch out. I had to get my some cum. I had to cum for that.
Yeah.
I had to get my money's worth.
Yeah. Fresh out of jail is eternal.
Yeah, but she was only in jail for like 8 hours. It was
8 hours.
The other one,
a year.
The other one was there for like a week. I left that
a week.
I left that bitch in there.
Oh, psychiatric care or no?
No, jail, motherfucker.
Jail.
I set her ass up after that. When she did that whole restraining order shit to me, I knew exactly what
you
to
must
do.
Have called 911 the moment she got out.
I had some
she
witnesses.
Beat you up again.
I put some witness together. I'd be like, tell you, tell them do this. And then they came in and cuffed her ass. She was in jail for a whole week. I'd lock bitches up, motherfucker. Well, that was
well, Mike broke. Is skinny as fuck.
I was living in Southwest Philly. My house at that time was cost $15,000. That's how much I stole a mortgage on that bitch. My mother took a equity loan from her other house to pay for that house for me. That house was $15,000. I'll never forget. It's still there. My other,
it's probably worth like $1.5 million.
Nah, no, it's not. It's probably worth like $90,000.
Well, it's owned by Michael Blackson, you know. Kobe Bryant's house sold for $5 million.
I left
it.
I don't want to be bothered with that shit.
Who lives in there now?
You know, one of my brothers was living there last time. I'm not sure if he's there or not. I don't.
Goddamn, you got brothers?
What? My mother have eight niggas came my mom's coochie. Oh, I'm the youngest son.
You're the youngest and the blackest?
Youngest son. I'm not the youngest kid.
Oh, you're the blackest son. Too.
I'm probably the darkest. Yes. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I guess I'm diabetes.
So I went from light skin all the way to you.
No. My mom had 7 kids with my dad, and then she got remarried in Liberia and had one more kid.
They get married in Liberia?
Plus? She got remarried and had one more. My mom had 7 kids by my father.
Oh, your mom had nice coochie.
Excuse me? Okay.
I know that. That's why I stayed in there a little extra longer, motherfucker. Okay. I didn't come out in 9 months. It took me 12 months to come out.
Extra burn.
Came
extra
out like this. Hi, it's me.
Came out boring.
That's why you became black.
Oh my God. I can't wait to hear what your kids gonna say about you when they come out your coochie, motherfucker. It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. You're not going to have no kids?
No, I have a dog. That's it.
Oh, you're a dog, never mom. Say never, daddy, Justin Bieber.
Nah. Why? Why not? Why mean? Not? Why not?
I don't have kids.
You never know. That's what, not if, fair. What if you fall in love?
Would you date a guy that has kids?
Oh, yeah. As long as he's a good father.
Yeah. But you...
Do you want to have kids?
I got my other passion. Come and join us. Come on, you can share a mic with me.
You ain't with her. You ain't with the process.
You... not actually getting pregnant.
All right.
That's interesting.
That right here. Come on. Come on, passion. Hi. Passion, you have kids?
Yep, one.
You have one?
Yep.
How, did he come out your coochie or you adopted him?
Mike.
You came out your coochie?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. How old is your
17.
Kid? Oh, he's 17?
No, he came out at 17.
You were 17 when you had him? Oh, you had him young. Yeah. So y'all grew up together. Y'all was in high school together, huh?
We was.
Like, hey,
we
son, were. What you got on your test? Mom, what you got?
He's 28.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a cultivator, just like you are.
Oh, that's a cultivator today.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. Vegas and
cultivation
AZ.
Is key.
Oh, Arizona and Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, that nigga grew up. He grew up in the heat. He must be as dark as me now, huh? Vegas and Arizona? God damn. Sit and live in Vegas. Yeah. Or Arizona. It's hot as fucking Arizona.
We love it. The heat's wonderful.
Even the devil be like, I want some ice cream. It's hot as fuck. Jess, you want any kids? Pink? You want to put any babies out there? Pink coochie?
I think I would probably like say one or two. But I want to be sure to be with the person, like, you know, I don't want to have a split family.
Split family.
So I don't know what's going to go on with this, but eventually, who knows?
Aren't you engaged?
She's not engaged. That's the wrong hand.
It's like I'm married to the game or whatever.
Okay.
That's right.
Or whatever.
Good one.
I'm married to myself. I actually bought this for myself because I buy stuff for myself.
Yes.
Like flowers every week and stuff.
That's nice. You got to treat. Like you have to treat yourself.
Yeah.
Do you suck your own coochie too? Oh, no.
Just like that.
I took out 2 ribs so I could do it, you know, every night.
That's
yeah.
How about you, Passion?
What about?
You eat your own coochie?
You want to have more kids or are you done?
No, I'm done.
Tubes are tied, burned, and sanctified?
Yep. Done, sealed, delivered.
Because you ain't got the right dick would make that tube burn up, motherfucker.
Absolutely not. This Mutombo would open that tube up, motherfucker. Absolutely not. No,
put an African black ass
crispy
baby in your stomach.
That's why I started early. And I end it early. No more.
What do you want to have? You want boy, girl, transgender? What do you want?
I want to have a boy first and then a little girl.
You want
to
have?
Because I want the boy to look over the little girl. But I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. I can have twins, so I might have twins. Oh, and that would be like what I would love. So a little boy and a little girl at the same time.
Get them out of the way.
Boom.
You want white, you want white babies, black babies, Chinese babies?
I give you the world.
You want white, black, Chinese baby?
It doesn't matter.
As long as it's a baby.
As long as he's healthy.
So if you have a green motherfucker like a leprechaun, you cool with it? I'm saying, bro. They always saying, I don't matter as long as it's healthy. That may come out.
He's gonna be a redhead for sure. He or she. She's gonna be a redhead for sure.
Not if it's my motherfucking baby and come on no goddamn redhead. Redhead, I want a blood test, motherfucker.
Could be albino.
Maybe albino. No.
I don't want no fucking albino baby. If you have albino, shove that nigga back in your stomach. I'm not taking albino kid to school. Don't disrespect the albino family. Oh, they're not watching me. Don't try to blackball me, but I don't want an albino baby, motherfucker, okay? I'm too dark. They're like, Mike, the baby was cheating on you, motherfucker.
Hey, you never know, Mike.
But if he has a gap teeth and a big dick, he's probably mine, so.
Make sure you check all that.
Hey, they look in the belly, they're like, yep, it's your son.
Yeah, I'm taking a blood test every week, motherfucker. As soon as that shit come out negative, I want all my child.
So you said you want no kids. Why? I know I have a 10-year-old. Why don't you want any kids? What's the reason? I want to know why some people don't want
my
kids.
My mom was almost died when
trying to have you?
Trying to have my youngest baby. Sorry.
Trying to have your mother had your youngest baby for you? What the fuck?
She had 7 kids with my father.
Oh, same thing with my mother. They have 7 kids with my father.
So when she had the last baby, she was pronounced dead. And we were around the bed crying for like 3 days. And then she woke up. And then ever since I said, I'm not having kids.
She woke up 3 days later?
Yeah.
Your mom.
Oh, she was in coma.
Yeah, she was in coma. And then at that time in Ethiopia, there was a curfew she had to do. She had to give birth at home.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. My mother had me at home too.
So she had to give birth at around midnight. And it was a curfew. We couldn't go outside. She couldn't go to the doctor. So we had to get a midwife to deliver and all that stuff. But my mom almost died ever since. And I just don't want to have kids.
Oh, by my complexion, I think I was born at midnight too.
That really messes you up. We all were around the bed. We were kids, but
she was in the house and she was
she gave birth
dead?
At the house because it was she had to deliver at midnight, and the curfew was at 6 p.m. because it was a war in Ethiopia.
For real?
Yeah.
Was that with the which war was it? The one with Eritrea? Which war was it?
No, when the new governor took over before I left to Canada. Yeah.
What year was this?
Maybe.
90 something?
92 something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Got left 94.
I didn't know it was a civil war in Ethiopia in the early 90s.
Yeah.
I know Liberia had a fucking really
There's
bad
always
war
a war in Ethiopia. Ethiopia is a beautiful country, but it's just the country can't grow because it's always a civil war.
And isn't Ethiopia the only country that wasn't colonized by
anyone? We were never enslaved.
They refused to, right.
We beat the war. My grandfather went to the war.
Now y'all just fighting yourselves, motherfucker.
Now we fight each other now over tribes and whoever was leading the country want to help their own people only.
Yeah, like Crips and
Bloods. Eritrea or Ethiopia, which one makes the best food?
I'm both. My mom is Eritrean, so.
No, which one makes the best food?
Ethiopians.
All right, well, first you said both, then you change your mind. Someone's going to be mad at you.
My mom is Eritrean, my dad is Ethiopian, so my mom cooks good.
Okay, got you. So you like you say you like Ethiopian food the best.
Dulo, have you had some Ethiopian pussy before?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
What was that?
Have you had some Ethiopian vagina?
You speak sign language again? Say that in sign language.
You can say yes or no.
Use that question in a statement, please.
You have had any Ethiopian Eritrean vagina? Could you?
It's possible.
What do you mean it's possible?
I mean,
you know what?
He asked a question and I answered the question.
I once fucked a Somalian girl, but now tell me about this. Is this an Ethiopian culture where they don't want sex to be pleasurable for them, so they cut their clitoris? Is that? Have you heard of that?
My thing is
still
there.
You have a clit?
They don't circumcise. I mean, they use. I think the Muslim people do, right?
Is it a Muslim thing?
It was a long time ago.
And it on that way because
really? Like and I think before you 1980s they used to circumcise women in Ethiopia.
Somalia. I think the girl
they don't want it to be
pleasure. They don't want to be pleasure for them. They just want them to just be
woman.
No, I think they don't want them to have a high affair? Sex drive, so they don't go around and sleep with anyone.
Right, because if
let's hope they were vaginal. Yeah,
but the thing about it is like,
and then they stitch it. Was she stitched?
I mean, I stick my dick one in that motherfucker.
Oh no, the clitoris.
If it was stitched, I unstitched that motherfucker.
He's like,
I mean, she said it cut. I think she said it cut a clit off.
You can't so
she,
see it.
Oh my god.
I mean, I don't remember. I mean, oh my god. There was put it, there was no man on the fucking boat. What they call it? Little man on the boat. What they call that? The little
motorboat.
Did she enjoy it?
Did it feel normal?
Nigga, I came.
Did you make sure she's
coming? She can't come. Her clit is gone.
Her clit still
is
gone.
Is her clit? She left her clit. She was in fucking Columbus, Ohio, and her clit was in fucking Somali.
Not because you don't have a clit that you cannot come. By the way,
I know that, but I'm saying that's probably what. Yeah. That's why they cut it up. I mean, you can't. It's harder to come without a clit.
Why?
I think one, came too. Hmm?
I mean, the clit is the most important part of making a woman come.
Squirt, like, if the girl squirt, like, she did not.
It's like the heart of the pussy.
She came, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
This took a turn.
What?
Huh?
It's the heart of the pussy.
So she probably didn't come. Moral of the story.
That's like me having, kind of having a dickhead.
Tonight, covers.
If I if they had a couple,
hold on, wait. Do I have any questions about
I'm
what?
I'm moving out that country.
Circumcised.
Oh no, I don't have any questions about you. Who started this circumcision? Was it
Michael
wasn't
Blackson?
You?
Always starts.
I know because it just reminded me of East Africa. I know it's like I need Somali, a girl from Somali.
Mostly Muslims, they circumcise, but they don't allow them anymore.
Another thing, I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad we're on this East Africa, Ethiopian, Somali thing. Uh-huh. What is it that almost every Somalian or Ethiopian that comes to America, all of them birthday is February 1st or January 1st. What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know.
What's your
mine
what's
is
your...
January 6th.
Exactly.
What's going on? What's 9 months? What's all 9 months before January?
Check all the Somalian. Here's the reason why. Okay. I mean, I was born at home too, where I'm from. Most Africans, be honest, we don't know our fucking age. We don't know when we're born. We don't know when we're born. A lot of time when it's time to travel, then we have to put something on paper.
Oh, you can just
right. So with the Somalians or whatever, they all know their birthday, so everybody put January 1st.
Oh,
I'm dead serious. Go ask immigration.
I don't know why, but Ethiopian probably get confused because we have the original calendar. Which
got
is
8 years or 10 years
behind.
7 years, I think.
Because we're the first country, actually, who have Orthodox Christian, right? And then the first human being body was found in Ethiopia.
Oh,
it's an
I
old,
saw
old
that
country.
In Discovery Channel.
So we have an old calendar.
Yeah, he was born
guess
on
what?
January
1st. Maybe they get confused.
Yeah.
But my parents are educated. They know what day
so
I was
what
born.
So what day were your sister's brothers were born? January?
I mean, we're seven. I have a sister who was born in March.
Everybody 13. January 1st. Don't believe that
no.
shit. All the family's passport. They all got January the fucking 1st on there. I'm guaranteeing you.
Okay, we made
and
that shit up then.
Everybody's 7 years behind. It's 2014 in Ethiopia right now. Okay? We're all years younger.
Shut up.
Well, there's another Ethiopian here, Mike. Can we ask for her birthday?
TG. Yeah. Where's your passport?
What's your birthday?
What's your
February 14th.
Oh, it's always January 1st or February 1st. Is,
yeah.
It, is this first 2 months?
So I have birth certificate.
She's official.
I have birth certificate.
You were born in a hospital?
Yeah. People
you was born at home?
No,
I was born in a hospital.
You see, I was born at home.
No, my baby sister was born at home.
85, mostly they don't know really their age, actually.
Right.
Because it was time for to go to hospital and all that. But after 85, 86,
right.
87, stuff like that, it's more civilization. People start understanding.
Yeah, I think that girl was born like 83, 84.
And stuff. So even then, you know, some women have a big like stamp right here. If you see a woman with a big stamp, they're older. Because the vaccination, they used to put some big, needles, like knife, basically. I saw that. Knives are big.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
It's just like. You will know, like, it's all to the young and stuff like that with that too.
We all got stamped too in the Philippines.
Well, yeah. Food stamps, motherfucker.
That's the way vaccination is, yeah.
I have a little bit, not today.
Yeah, they put it all, I guess, in one needle, seven of them.
For real?
Vaccinations, Mike, back in the days.
All right, well, we learned a lot today. We found out that
every Ethiopian Mimi is born.
Mimi has a clitoris, and every Ethiopian is born the first.
Patch.
Well, thank y'all for joining us. Thank everybody, give everybody your Instagram where they can follow you.
My Instagram is tree period OXG.
Strawberry milk or Jesse Thick with two C's.
Go ahead, Dulo.
Oh, mine at IAMDULO at IAMDULO. Simple.
Mine is Mimi, MIMI, ZE1.
Paula Contento, PAULA, CONTENTO.
Contento.
I'm Pink Passion underscore beauty.
Oh, nice. Pink Passion, Pink Coochie.
Pink.
Oh, pink.
Pink milkshake.
Pink.
This is a strawberry milkshake, right?
Name.
Oh, damn.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's cocaine.
This is Chinese best friend.
Little Mimi, and I'm Little Pinky.
My IG is Michael Blackson. Thank you for joining us in another episode of Motorcycle Podcast. We out this bitch, motherfuckers.
Woo! Yes, sir.
Yeah. The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.